In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, as well as breaking news. Kansas Heartland Tri-State Bank closed by the FDIC as the banking crisis deepens in the United States. Also breaking news, WorldCoin stuck after a 70% drop from the peak. We'll also be discussing Grayscale claims that Coinbase won't work as a Bitcoin ETF surveillance partner. They say the SEC shouldn't approve any Bitcoin spot ETF partnered with Coinbase without approving Grayscale and other applicants at the same time. We'll also be discussing the price model known as the stock to flow, which suggests Bitcoin can explode to $1 million after the 2024 halving, which is only 9 months away. We'll also be discussing the latest $1 million Bitcoin price prediction from the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser. He says Bitcoin will hit $1 million as El Salvador becomes debt-free. And I also transcribed a speech that he gave in Lugano, Switzerland, quoting him here. Bitcoin gives you the freedom to think freely, gives you the courage to act on your conviction and morals because it's perfect money. Perfect money is a mirror. If you like what you see, then you're on the right path. If you don't like what you see, you need to get right by Satoshi. Preach. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to everyone just joining us and tuning in. This is pod episode number 1356. It's a perfect Sat Stacking Saturday, isn't it? Shout out to everyone in the live chat. Make sure to say hello and let us know where you're tuning in from. Let's kick off today's show with our market watch as we do each and every day. Checking it out right here, we can see back in the green. Let's go. Bitcoin pumping up 29,300. Hopefully we can recapture that psychological 30,000 resistance before the end of the month, which is in just two more days. You can see Ether up just above 0.25%, trading just under $1,900. And only BNB and Tron are currently correcting and in the red, along with XLM. Out of all of the top cryptos, and checking out cryptomarketcap.com, the market cap currently sitting just under 1.2 trillion with about 17.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 48.1% with the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Maker up 10%, trading at $1,281, followed by Uniswap up 4.5%, trading at $6.26, followed by the infamous Dogecoin trading at $0.08, up also 4.5% for the day. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, a sea of green, which I love to see, only a handful in the red. Some of the top gainers for the week include Maker. We have Doge, as well as it looks like CFX and Tau. So there you have it. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 52 neutral, same as yesterday. Last week was also a 52, and last month a 54 in neutral. And welcome to y'all just joining us. How many of you are currently bullish for the King Crypto? Put BTFD in the live comment section right down below. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what is popping for the King Crypto. Here we go. The 25 basis point rate hike by the Fed on July 26 and the subsequent commentary by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell failed to catapult Bitcoin out of its range. This suggests that the event did not have any surprises and the outcome was already priced in the markets. Now, the crypto market continued its lackluster performance July 28th after the United States PCE index print came in lower than analyst expectations. The PCE is the Fed's preferred inflation metric, hence it is watched closely by market observers. And although the near-term price action has kept the traders guessing, it's important to keep an eye on the long-term crypto story. Standard Chartered head of crypto research, Geoff, said while speaking with CNBC, he expects Bitcoin to end 2024 next year in the range of $100,000 to $120,000. And guess who is the largest shareholder of Standard Chartered Bank? You guess right, BlackRock. Can't make this stuff up. He believes Bitcoin is likely to witness price patterns seen during the previous halving cycles. Now for some Bitcoin analysis. Bitcoin's bounce off the 50-day simple moving average of 29,250 is fizzling out near the 20-day exponential moving average, which sits near 29,743, as indicated here in this chart, indicating that the higher levels are attracting the sellers. And the 20-day EMA started to turn down, and the RSI is in a negative territory, indicating indicating the bears have a slight edge. But if the bears sink the price below the immediate support of 28,861, the Bitcoin price may start a downward move to 27,500 and then to 26. Such a move would suggest that Bitcoin may extend its stay inside 24,800 and 31,000 zone for some time. Now, the important level to watch on the upside is the 20-day exponential moving average. If this resistance is scaled, Bitcoin may rise towards 31,000. The bears are likely to face an acid test in the 31,000 to 32,400 range. So there you freaking have it. Now, as the United States banking crisis continues, another major bank has been shut down. Kind of went under the radar with all the chaos going on across the world. But let's discuss this and break this down. As you can see here, the ongoing crisis surrounding the U.S. banking system struck again as Heartland Tri-State Bank of Elkhart was closed just today, July 29th, by the Kansas Office of the State Bank Commissioner, with the FDIC taking control. Not a good look. On July 31st, the four branches of Heartland Tri-State Bank will reopen as branches of Dream First Bank under normal business hours. The FDIC noted in a statement, depositors of a failed bank will become customers of Dream First Bank, meaning that withdrawals, deposits, and loan transactions will be processed through Dream First Bank. And customers of Heartland Tri-State Bank should continue to use their existing branch location until the bank has completed the transition. Here's another big fat warning. If I was you, I would remove all of my money, fiat money, out of the banks ASAP, only keeping the banks what you're willing and affording to lose. Just sage advice, you know what I mean? Heartland Tri-State Bank is the first bank to collapse since troubled First Republic Bank was acquired by JP Morgan in May after efforts to rescue the company failed. It also follows the dramatic collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in March that triggered days of chaos of the U.S. Banking system. So like I said, banks be careful with money there. Now, behind the bank's failures, it believes to be the rising interest rates in the U.S., along with poor risk management from financial institutions. The Fed increased its benchmark rate, which we know, over the past year, more than 5.25% in July, the highest rate since 07. And in an effort to curb inflation in the country, which we all know is a pipe dream, right? And in June, the inflation rate in the U.S. was 4.1% year over year. Now, Heartland Tri-State Bank had approximately $139 million in total assets and $130 million in total deposits as of March. And along with deposits, Dream First Bank agreed to purchase all the failed bank assets. The FDIC estimates that the cost of the deposit insurance fund will be 54 plus million. The DIF is an insurance fund created by Congress back in 1933. Now, Democrats with the House Financial Service Committee have introduced several bills in June in which they described as the first wave of legislation aimed at addressing failures at major banks. Quoting them here, the failures of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank make it clear that it is past time for legislation aimed at strengthening the safety and soundness of our banking system and enhancing bank executive accountability. So there you freaking have it. Be wary of these banks out there, fam. It is what it is. And now let's discuss a very popular topic, it seems, in all the major news distribution outlets out there in crypto, and that's WorldCoin. There was a lot of hype surrounding this dystopian cryptocurrency, and it's very interesting to see, but it's already crashed 70%. So let's break down what's happening with that. Then we'll dive into a Bitcoin ETF alert as per Grayscale, followed by a $1 million price prediction as per the stock-to-flow model and Plan B, followed by the latest from Max Keiser transcribing his recent speech in Lugano, Switzerland, along with his $1 million price prediction as El Salvador becomes debt-free. And then we'll end it out with some live Q&A as we do here each and every day. So yeah, now let's discuss WorldCoin. The price of WorldCoin stabilized after a volatile debut across mainstream crypto exchanges July 29th. The price rose nearly 6% to $2.35, but yet the token was down 70% from its market debut peak of $7.50. It now appears stuck inside the 2 to 250 trading range, hinting at a growing bias conflict in the market. Notably, the coin is a part of the WorldCoin Foundation, launched by OpenAI Sam Altman on July 24th. Just some sage advice. Anyone someone with the last name Bankman, such as Scam Bankman-Fried, or Altman, such as Sam Altman, I'd be very weary of. The token has a maximum circulation supply of 143 million, with 43 million going to WorldCoin's app users via airdrop, while they're 25 per user. If they verify their identity using the eye-scanning physical orb, I'm warning you right now, do not scan your iris for this coin. It's a grave mistake. The remaining 100 million tokens have been loaned to market makers outside the U.S. until October of 2023. These market makers can return the tokens or buy them for $2 plus, where X is the amount of tokens being purchased and divided by 1 million. Now, quoting them here, convincing people to scan their eyes for 25 units of a token that doesn't yet exist can be challenging if the token's price is, say, 10 cents, and it's even more challenging, the data analysis firm said in the latest report, adding the following, the 25 WorldCoin tokens are currently worth a little more than $50 and will likely stay in that range for the next 3 months. So far, this seems to be enticing people to sign up and scan. I mean, all you got to do is sell your soul. The total number of Optimism wallets holding these tokens has jumped to nearly 305,000 since July 24th, according to Dune Analytics. But what does this teach us? It teaches us that people will basically do anything for something for free, regardless of what it is. Meanwhile, their coin transfer volume dropped in the same time frame, and these metrics show that most traders preferred to hold the token. Now, how many of you have even touched WorldCoin or have any interest in investing in it? You please let me know why in the comments below. I will not go buy it or touch it with a 10-foot stick or pole, just saying. But anyways, fam, now for the Bitcoin ETF alert. As you know, a Bitcoin ETF is a pretty big deal, especially considering all ETF applications for a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States have been denied for the past decade plus by the SEC. Now, Grayscale wrote a letter to the US SEC on Thursday calling for the agency to simultaneously approve any qualifying Bitcoin spot ETF apps so as not to pick winners and losers. However, the firm also argued Coinbase shouldn't qualify as their surveillance partner to launch such a product under the SEC's pre-established rules. Per the comment letter, the SEC had already questioned the pricing data produced by unregulated Bitcoin trading venues for years. Grayscale referenced the SEC's explicit denial of the Granite Shares ETP Trust back in 2018, which intended to form a surveillance sharing agreement with Gemini's exchange. The SEC determined that Gemini did not represent a regulated market comparable to a national securities exchange, and obviously that is owned by the Winklevoss twins, the Gemini Exchange. The firm also pointed out that the SEC's rejection of Grayscale's ETF app last year shows the SEC wouldn't give weight to the market data source from a group of spot Bitcoin exchanges, including Coinbase, oversight from both the NYSDFs and FinCEN, alongside BitLicense regulation, was deemed irrelevant to whether the SEC would consider the group sufficient for an SSA. Quoting them here, we believe the commission's prior decisions have already determined that such an agreement with a venue lacking compulsory investigative authority and oversight by a comprehensive market regulator does not satisfy Section 6 B5 in the absence of a surveillance sharing agreement with a market of significant size, wrote Grayscale. Grayscale then clarified it was not disputing the usefulness of info obtainable under the surveillance sharing agreement with a spot Bitcoin trading venue. So now this leads us to the Grayscale court battle. Starting in late June, multiple asset managers, including BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, filed with the SEC to launch their spot Bitcoin ETF in the U.S. Many of those firms later named Coinbase as their ideal partner for the SSA to protect against market manipulation, an element of each filing that no app has managed to get right by the SEC thus far. And unlike its friendlier competitors, Grayscale is attempting to convert its Bitcoin fund, which is the GBTC product, to an ETF by directly challenging the SEC in court. The company stands by its thesis that the CME Bitcoin futures represents a market of sufficient size related to a Bitcoin spot market sufficient for an SSA. And should the SEC change its mind and approve the Coinbase partnered ETF, Grayscale said the agency should at least prioritize investors first, specifically those of its GBTC fund. Quoting them again, the commission would be required to afford the listing exchange for the trust and all other spot Bitcoin ETPs whose Rule 19b4 filings were previously disapproved the opportunity to amend their Rule 19.4b filings so that all of these spot Bitcoin ETP proposals can be approved simultaneously, the company stated. So there you have it. And also keep in mind that the GBTC product currently holds over 400,000 Bitcoin, making them the largest hodler of Bitcoin in the world. The next up, I think, is MicroStrategy, which was the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. They currently hold over 152,000 Bitcoin on their balance sheet, if I'm not mistaken. But now for our next story of the day, let's discuss the Bitcoin halving, which is now scheduled to be in April of 2024, less than 9 months out, before we dive into the latest with Max Keiser. So here we have it. Now, Plan B, he is the creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, and he recently did an awesome YouTube video July 28th yesterday, clarifying his prediction of Bitcoin growing towards that $1 million level. So let's take a look at it and check it out. Plan B elaborated on the significance of the model and its relation to Bitcoin scarcity and price, emphasizing stock to flow has demonstrated a notable correlation between the Bitcoin scarcity and market value. The fundamental premise of the model lies in the notion that scarcity plays a crucial role in determining the Bitcoin price, and it quantifies this scarcity using the stock to flow ratio. And according to Plan B, the model shows that the price of Bitcoin tends to surge in response to the increase in scarcity caused by the halving event, a claim supported by historical data from the previous halvings. Quoting him here, you see the 2012 halving and the price jumps right after that. The 2016 halving price jumps right after, and same in 2020. The next halving course will be in 2024. So we see the model already going up, and he makes a great point. Notably, according to the model, Bitcoin should be trading in the $60,000 zone, ultimately the fair price, which could lead to emotional reactions amongst investors. And in the short term, the model projects that Bitcoin's main support base towards $1 million might be the 100,000 level, which it deems achievable by 2024. But interestingly, the 100,000 price projection aligns with the previous Binfold report, in which Google's generative AI tool, Bard, offered the same prediction. Bard cited Plan B stock to flow model, which also places Bitcoin at $100,000 per coin in 2024. If you'd love to see a six-figure price action for the King Crypto, let me know in the comments. And simultaneously, technical indicators indicate that Bitcoin is mimicking previous pre-halving periods that preceded a massive bullish price rally for the maiden crypto. Generally, the halving event is considered a major milestone in Bitcoin's path towards reaching the next all-time high price evaluation. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B and his wide variety of a prediction here, because he's ultimately saying post 2024 halving, which is now less than 9 months away, he's predicting a Bitcoin price between $100,000 and $1 million. So send it and let's freaking go. Now for the latest from our fearless leader, Max Keiser, the high priest of Bitcoin. I actually have some things I transcribed, which you can't find anywhere else. So I'm going to start with that, and then we'll dive specifically into the $1 million price prediction. So Max gave a speech in Lugano, Switzerland last year. It's private and unlisted, but I happen to get access to it, and I transcribed some of the highlights. So let me start by reading this to you. Bitcoin gives you the freedom to think freely, gives you the courage to act on your conviction and morals, because it is perfect money. Perfect money is a mirror. If you like what you see, then you're on the right path. If you don't like what you see, you need to get right. By Satoshi. And I included this video. This is that exclusive. It was unlisted until today because I just shared it for the first time on crypto Twitter, and you can watch it for yourself. And now for some more of the highlights from this epic speech. Let me break this down to you. I got to find it here on my Twitter profile as I just shared it here this morning. Oh, it's actually right under the video. That's right. Here we go. Let me pause the video and go underneath. And this is word for word coming from Max Keiser. Satoshi said, "Let there be light," and there was light. President Bukele has plans to open up essentially diplomatic outposts all over the world. We're looking to spread the message of El Salvador. The El Salvador model of financial freedom will be spread around the world with these diplomatic offices. We're looking at Austin, Texas, soon to have its own Salvadoran Bitcoin embassy. That's one of the many things in the pipeline in El Salvador to bring financial freedom around the world. People in El Salvador are extremely happy. The president's popularity is over 85%. He announced running for president in 2024, and 93% of the population is saying, yes, of course we want this president because he brought us freedom. Freedom from the IMF, freedom from the terrorist bankers. He gave individual financial sovereignty, and the people on the street are visibly and emotionally happy. They have been liberated from the violence that was sent to them from the United States. MS-13 was cooked up in the prison system in LA. After the Civil War and U.S. finance in El Salvador, a lot of the people ended up in the U.S., California, and in those prisons, they became gangsters. Then Bill Clinton releases them, and they end up going back to El Salvador, and they do gang-ish. And so the country became ridden with gangs. So Bitcoin changes the way you think. It has now been a year since the country made Bitcoin a legal tender. Bitcoin is 100% understood and known in El Salvador. The adoption rate is going up every single month. People understand the mindset of Bitcoin and individual sovereignty. And part of the Bitcoin mindset is an intolerance to violence and the IMF, because Bitcoin demonetized violence and it monetizes peace and love. The president understands this. The president had a raise of consciousness. So what did he do? He said, we are going to be intolerant to this violence that was sent to us from the U.S. So he's gone out and fixed the violence problem. And because of the eradication of the gangs, which was 20% of the GDP, the Salvadoran economy is growing. It's growing up 10.3% last year. It'll hit double digits again this year. Imagine that. $6 billion in a $28 billion economy went to extortion to the gangs and is now being reinvested, going right back into the pockets of everybody in El Salvador, including the pupusa sellers. 5,000 of them suddenly get a 20% raise. They get a 20% tax hike simply by getting the terrorists out of the country. Preach. Very powerful words. Max also shared in another interview, Bitcoin is designed to be attacked. When the EU, European Union, says we need to attack the price of Bitcoin, that's music to Bitcoiners' ears, because all attacks mean greater hash rate, greater security, and higher prices. It is designed to be attacked. And the more you attack it, the higher the price goes. So we welcome the EU attacks and the IMF, Christine Lagarde, and central banks and Federal Reserve Bank. Please attack me so that my price can go to $100,000, $200,000, $1 million per coin. Thank you. Preach. And massive shout out and respect to Max Kaiser. And now for this $1 million Bitcoin price prediction, quoting him here from another interview, this country will be debt free by 2030 with Bitcoin and geothermal Bitcoin mining. Preach. And he also declared countries around the world are beginning to accumulate and mine Bitcoin as a world of fiat money, and central banks disintegrate with the benefit of President Nayib Bukele's new laws, such as making Bitcoin a legal tender. We have the ability to lead the world and arguably become the richest country in the world. Very powerful words. He continues. And of course, he has been a very vocal proponent of Bitcoin as a currency, declaring all fiat currencies are going to zero compared to Bitcoin. Kaiser explained Volcano Energy's market cap will grow to $50 billion, exceeding El Salvador's GDP, which is estimated to be roughly $29 billion. This growth will be powered by the rise of the price of Bitcoin to $1 million per coin, he says. And he qualified this prediction as a mathematical certainty. So take that, Peter Schiff. And with that being shared, fam, let me know if you agree or disagree with the high priest of Bitcoin, the one and only Max Kaiser. Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.